program. You can join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE and, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. All the items you see there on the front page were put there by listeners like you. And what you do is you find something online you think our listeners would be interested in. Maybe it's serious, maybe it's fun, something else. You just submit it. Others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site. Simple. See it for yourself over at freetalklive.com and get interactive for free there. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Right now, apparently, the number one topic, Mitt Romney owns Clear Channel. It's true. Well, Bain Capital, I guess, which is Mitt Romney's company. I don't know what percentage owner of it he is, but he's certainly involved. They own Clear Channel. They bought him out when they were having real financial troubles.
Yeah, and Clear Channel owns Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
Clear Channel
and
owns
a couple
part
of
Sean
the other major talkers.
Clear Channel owns Glenn Beck. Clear Channel owns Rush Limbaugh. But they own half of Sean Hannity's show, as I understand it. So
half ownership is still ownership.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe the suggestion there is that there's some sort of conspiracy afoot, but I don't believe it because, well, we're on Clear Channel stations. So, I mean, if there was some sort of media conspiracy.
And Glenn Beck hasn't exactly, I mean, he seems to be pretty big supporter of Ron Paul.
I don't know. I haven't heard Glenn Beck, but he's been moving in the right direction from what I understand. And on top of that, Glenn Beck's been getting pulled off of some radio stations recently. So
why's that?
I don't know. I guess he's been getting too radical for people or something like that. So, there you go.
That's tough when your opinion gets you pulled off. I know the feeling.
That's the top story right now over there. And then below that, the Marines doing their nasty stuff that we talked about last hour. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, one more email here, and then we'll get to your calls. Also, the high school students, stuff they don't know. But first, there's somebody who had emailed about Democracy Now! Apparently, this is Democracy Now! Is a huge radio TV show that is heard on a lot of public radio stations. Amy Goodman is the host. There's apparently a good amount of money behind it. It is a well-financed, well-produced television program, and it is incredibly popular. And I guess Democracy Now! Apparently mentioned the Free State Project. They had a guest on the program, Arnie Arnson, who is a talk show host in New Hampshire. She kind of floats around.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a good mention then.
No, actually, she said some pretty nice things about it. Let's see. Let's remind everyone about the difference between Iowa and New Hampshire, she said. In Iowa, 60% of the voters really describe themselves as evangelicals, and that's the Republican camp. In New Hampshire, that's probably closer to 20% and maybe even less.
Yeah, I'd say less. Yeah.
Very libertarian. She says the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as a place to create their base of operations if they're going to change the world as they see it. So there's a strong libertarian streak. Ron Paul obviously has a great cachet and appeal for that. So, no, she didn't trash on the Free State Project. She threw it out there. And so he emails to tell us about this, and I appreciate
Arnie.
That. This is David, who's emailing in. But what I found most interesting was David's P.S., his postscript on the email here. He says, I discovered Free Talk Live through the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. I was looking for news about Occupy Wall Street on iTunes Radio and listened to an episode of your show because of the name of the station. I found Ian's early support of Occupy Wall Street to be fair and unbiased compared to the other shows covering the protests. That hooked me, and I've been listening for 3 months now. As a lifelong Democrat who has become disillusioned with my party, Free Talk Live's message made a lot of sense. I think that the liberty folks like you and the liberal folks like me have a lot more in common than I ever thought possible. We all want freedom, and that's the main issue. All the rest is minor compared to freedom. Therefore, I changed my party affiliation to Republican, as scary as that sounds, so I can vote for Ron Paul in California. I'm not sure what other liberals think. For me, Obama has failed, and Romney is a nightmare possibility. Ron Paul seems to be the only sane choice, and that's 180 degrees away from how I thought when I voted for Obama in 2008. Ron Paul 2012, peace, from David.
Wow.
You know, I know the feeling that he has had there. I mean, I at one point decided I'm never going to be a Republican again, and I forestalled the Republican thing and just decided, you know, I didn't want to do that. But here in New Hampshire, you have to declare one thing or the other when you walk in. Even if you're undeclared, you have to declare something in order to be able to vote in the primary, mm-hmm. obviously. So I have to say, yeah, I want to declare that I'm a Republican, right? And it's... it can be shock. It was shocking at the time. Now, since then, I've decided that I want to remain a Republican so that I can, you know, perhaps run for an office or something like that. But, for a while there, I found it very distasteful.
The reason I wanted to share this was because it's a great story about how someone found the ideas of liberty, but also to point out, again, why I got involved in Occupy Wall Street. Because, number one, it's activism, and it's activism for the most part that I didn't find offensive, and so I wanted to be involved in it and kind of help, you know, direct it in a positive, liberty-oriented direction as much as possible. I didn't really think beforehand that it would have an effect on air. I mean, I knew we'd be talking about it on air, but I didn't even, you know, connect that, oh, people might hear this who are interested in Occupy Wall Street. Didn't even cross my mind. I only did it for reasons of connecting with locals. But essentially what happened with David here is what I am hoping will happen with people locally as well, is that, you know, liberty-minded people getting involved in Occupy Wall Street are going to inevitably connect with the people there on the issues upon which they disagree, show them the principles of liberty, and then down the road, they come on board.
And one thing I would hope further is that people who believe in the ideas of liberty temper their speech to the point that they sound fair in the same way that this guy believed that you sounded fair.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, it's easy sometimes to throw out something hyperbolic and fun and with a libertarian macho flash, I believe is the terminology you've used already, and it really does nothing.
Well, I think a big part of that has to do with the fact that individuals who have this sort of liberty belief system or ideology or philosophy, whatever you want to term it, have a more individual-based viewpoint system where they understand that there are individuals within the Occupy movement that you can agree with, that you can support, and there are individuals which you disagree with.
Right.
And you understand you don't throw out everybody, or you don't cast judgment and crucify them all. You support that aspect that you agree with, and you sort of perpetuate the news that is news, that should be talked about, even if it isn't, you know, perfectly in line with what you ideologically want to see. But I think the initial coverage of Occupy Wall Street was very fair. I know I came out against some of the ideas, but I whenever we talked about it on the air, it was definitely more like, well, not everybody is thinking that. So I can't discount them all.
I saw an opportunity to touch base with other people who care, other people who are concerned enough to where they want to do something. They don't know what. They don't know what they want exactly in general. I mean, they have some ideas of, like, you know, take money out of politics, et cetera, as though that's going to fix politics. But they have some ideas. But ultimately, these are people looking for solutions. And so the ideas of liberty are those solutions. They encompass those solutions. And when presented in a reasonable manner that's not frothing at the mouth and is comfortable, and after you've gotten to know someone, then they can be very persuasive.
I think also, just to be said, that it's respectable to see people doing something or taking action. Even if they don't have the right action, per se, at the very moment, they can always, you know, take a new action or change course.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're doing something. At least they're not just being upset and sitting in their home and sitting on the internet just trolling or writing hate speech. They're actually going out and doing something, which I find to be commendable.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Steve in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, JJ and Mark. Yeah, I've been listening the last week or so, trying to figure you guys out, because I left the Republican Party years ago, and I'm sure as heck not Democrat. You know, and people are looking for something different. But I used to be one of those brutal law enforcement officers you're talking about tonight, and I just got back from 3 years in Afghanistan over there, and I've got plenty of Taliban friends from the work I did over there. And but now you take these wide swipes with the brush there and painting people with, you know, your stereotypes. I mean, I think I'm a good Christian guy. I grew up in Catholic school, and here now I'm a Nazi. And because a few people did something wrong, you paint me with that brush. And then, you know, I guess somebody's had a bad experience with a cop. And so we're all proof that can't be trusted enough to wear your windows 3 inches. And it's absolutely ridiculous that you take that kind of shot at people when you clearly then don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not all cops are bad. I mean, I realize you've only been listening for a week. Not all cops are bad, but they all are potentially rogue and possibly dangerous. And if you've seen enough bad cop stories, and we've seen plenty of them, I'll tell you what, stick with us, Steve. We'll bring it back. We can dig a little deeper into this conversation because it's worthy of being discussed in detail. 855 453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. Again, features like our listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of the streams are there, available to you around the clock. So if it's 3 in the morning, you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, just tune into the stream. It's right there playing for you. And In addition to that, you'll learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times, our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything you need for the survivalist in your family. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you know how important that is online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. I've had a couple of friends of mine who are, you know, big into the camping and survival gear thing go to manventureoutpost.com, and they're very impressed with the prices. So before you buy any other camping, hunting, or shooting gear, go to manventureoutpost.com and check it out. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
Okay, so we're going to continue here. Steve is on the line, a former law enforcement officer, was in the military as well, and has been upset by some of the things he's heard on the air here tonight, and I think it's appropriate to address these issues, because if we had communicated what you thought you heard, Steve, then we miscommunicated this evening. At least I think we did, because I don't think anybody intended to call all police thugs or, you know, dangerous or something like that. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. So let's start with the police and then go back to the military as an issue here. Your concern was that we were talking about not rolling a window down all the way for a police officer when they come up to your car. And so, you know, there are good reasons to do this. One of those good reasons might be that maybe you're not dealing with a police officer, officer-friendly at all. Maybe you're dealing with someone who's an imposter, which is certainly a possibility. In fact, the police have acknowledged this, right? The police acknowledge that there are people that play like police officer to try to, say, rape women or, you know, or hurt people or whatever. I mean, you'd acknowledge that, wouldn't you?
Well, sure I would, and I would. But at the same time, you know, maybe I did a misunderstanding, but it seems to me you're presenting it and reading me the girl's article that she wrote in the, you know, on the page there, the website or whatever it was. You know, to paint the police officers, and you said it right before we went on break, you know, that they all had the potential to be rogue. Well, that's a hell of a way to look at people who are trying to protect your life. For
every well, if you were trying to protect me, you wouldn't be pulling me over if I hadn't hurt anybody else, and cops regularly are the aggressors, sir.
I would pull you over because you created an infraction in the law or a misdemeanor or a felony.
Well, that's not protecting me. That's threatening me with violence if I don't do what you say.
No, it's protecting other people from you.
But I wasn't dangerous. If I was speeding safely, I'm not being dangerous. Breaking the law is not necessarily a dangerous act.
Speeding safely?
Yeah, absolutely. You do it all the time as a cop.
Now, let me step in here for a second.
I do it all the time as a citizen, but it's not right for me to do it either.
Do you really think that you put the world in danger by going 9 miles an hour over the speed limit or whatever?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're going 9 miles an hour over, and I have to clean up the mess afterwards of some kid laying dead on the street because that 9 mile an hour kept you from not running that stop sign. You couldn't stop and sign, and then you had an accident. Society says
people get run over by people going the speed limit. People get run over by people not going the speed limit. I mean,
so are you proposing we don't have any laws? Is that
well? I want to talk to you about speed limits for a second. I wonder to myself whether speed limits are set up by this this army of engineers in white coats that do like exhaustive testing in a particular geographic area. To decide whether or not what the optimum speed for, you know, everybody from the age of 18 to 98 that would be traveling in every kind of vehicle, from motorcycle to three-wheeled solar car to SUV to your average four-wheel sedan, and with every kind of tire, from snowshoes to bald tires to every, all these different variables, and they come up with a mathematical formula that spits out the very perfect speed limit, or some bureaucrat says, oh yeah, 35, and it's just a stupid slow speed that some arbitrarily enforced by a police officer who's never met whoever put that sign up, doesn't care if that's the right speed, and chooses whether or not, who they're going to give tickets to and who they're not going to give tickets to. I mean, wouldn't you say that, like, a lot of police officers have those stickers on the back of their cars that have the the blue line on them.
Yeah,
don't
blue
you
line.
Think they do that because they know that their brothers in the guild won't give them tickets?
Well, let's go back, though. I mean, all that stuff you just said. So
the answer is yes, Mark.
What's your solution? Your solution is what? To put no
my solution?
Out there because
here's my solution.
Can I talk to you? I like
well, you asked me a question. You asked
well,
me a
no,
question.
I haven't even given you the premise
okay.
for the question yet.
All right.
You're putting it out there that we can't engineer any of that or have any logical thought to come up with some kind of rules of society where we can all live in harmony in some way so we're not out there killing each other, driving one of us 90 and one of us 10. So since we can't obviously engineer that, what's your solution for how we actually get through in society and on the roads without killing each other if we don't set some kind of rules that we all have in common, that we all drive by, so that we therefore don't crash into each other all the time? How do we do that?
Okay, so I think that there have to be, in the paradigm that the government owns the roads, and I frankly think that that's an aggression against people by, you know, taking right-of-ways and all these sorts of things, that private roads could be privately handled. You'd see a lot more innovation in the area of cars and the way that they speed. Currently, Google has a car that will drive itself, but the state governments don't want to let it even on the road, even though it's shown itself to be far safer than the average driver. So, I mean, the government tends to stifle innovation in this area. But if I would further venture to you and to say that if speed limits are the best way to handle things, and I can see why people, you know, have an affinity for them, then
you know, they all break them.
They should be right. And if those speed limits were right, we should have gizmos placed every a mile and a quarter that, you know, track everybody's speed. Because if you're going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, you are unsafe, sir. You know, like that's, I'm not directing that at you. I'm just saying, you, the person out there, if you're going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, because the speed limit is the maximum safe speed you can direct a vehicle. Now, nobody would say that this is true. They would say, oh, well, you know, yeah, there's some fudge room there, no big deal. But, you know, that if it really is the maximum speed that's safe, then let's put robots out there to catch people on film. These little gizmos are significantly cheaper than law enforcement officers who get paid $100,000 a year with benefits, and then don't forget they are only on for 20 years, and then after
but
that they've got a pension.
It's not about safety,
it's about
money.
It's about revenue.
Well, I wish you'd tell me who those officers are so I could be one, because I never got close to that, and my wife, who currently is a cop, isn't even anywhere
I'm not exaggerating.
How would you make a credible story as to how you would run society in that way where speed is concerned, as opposed to armchair quarterbacking and shooting holes in every possible thing that is out there already? And tell us how it comes to fruition with all the robots or the Google takes over. Well,
all right, hang on, Steve. We'll get back to it in a moment. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. AD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there, freetalklive.com, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams and podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com to get there. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try if you've heard about it. It's a device that will vaporize a nicotine in a way that will deliver it to you without all the smoke, the secondhand smoke and the smoky smell and, the, frankly, the health hazards of regular smoking. It's 22,000 times healthier than a cigarette, and you can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today from Vaporsmiths.com. Completely free. They'll give it to you for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL at vaporsmiths.com. You get those 40 cartomizers, you'll get a free starter kit that has two of these e-cigarettes with it and a charger. And it's very easy to use. I actually was using mine during the break earlier. It's vaporsmiths.com. You'll also get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. And since the e-cigarette 40 cartomizers do cost more than $60, it's $70. You'll get free shipping. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL.
By the way, I wanted to let everybody know from our conversation with Derek J. on Tuesday nights that, or on Tuesday night this week, that the Huntsman video that we had talked about in detail on the air is online over at freekeen.com. So if you haven't seen what happened when John Huntsman came to town, when liberty activists were kicked out, threatened with violence by the Keene Police Department over simply quietly holding signs at a political event that was ostensibly open to the public, then all of that video is there at freekeen.com. It's called Freekeen Owns Huntsman. So just scroll on down, you'll find it. It's right there, pretty close to the top, at least at the moment, freekeen.com. So we lost the gentleman that was on the line a few moments ago. Actually, he may be back here. No, I think he's a different guy from Indy. But the gentleman we had from Indy, Steve, I think his name was, he dropped off the line. He had asked the question about speed limits because he wanted to have some sort of a vision for how things could be. Mark, you ended up kind of talking about, well, if speed limits are so important, then there should be robots out there enforcing them because 1 mile over is dangerous and it's a menace to society, and we need to have people out. You weren't being serious about that as your proposal.
Well, right? I don't know. You know, like, how does, in a world where the government owns the roads, and that's the world that we live in, it's a relatively new thing. I mean, people used to make roads and bridges and stuff like that. They'd charge tolls to go across them. And, you know, that was a system that worked for some time.
Mark, are you an engineer?
Am I an engineer? No.
Are you a physicist?
No.
Are you a scientist?
I'm a talk show host.
Exactly. Then how could you have the answers for speed limits?
I wouldn't know what the speed limits
were. No, of course you
wouldn't
know. But you got to strike the root with this sort of conversation. His whole thing is he's a former police officer and a former member of the military, so clearly he's been very obedient to the state his whole life. Getting that dollar for that exchange of that obedience and enforcing these laws that he has sworn or agreed to enforce.
And his wife's a cop now.
Right. And the whole point that I think needs to be made is simply that, why are you enforcing laws that harm people who have done no bad thing? No, they haven't harmed anyone. They haven't stolen anything. They haven't damaged property. Why are you enforcing laws against these peaceful people? I mean, that's the route that I think you need to strike with this gentleman.
Well, I don't know.
Because
I mean,
of the children, he said, you could run into one.
You could run into one. Currently, we deal with a paradigm where the government owns the roads. And if you're going to deal with that paradigm where the government owns the roads, then the road owner necessarily is going to have some rules for conducting yourself on that road. How they will propose to, you know, enforce those rules and how and what those rules will be would be up to the road owner.
Right.
But
that's the answer,
in this world where the government owns the roads, there's no doubt got to be some rules on those roads. If the and what I would say is, if there are speed limit rules, then we need to be clear as to what they are, because I think that they're very unclear. I think daytime, nighttime, wet and dry, and, you know, old person, young person, motorcycle, car, like all these different vehicles might be able to traverse a road at a different speed. But if you want to have one speed, yeah, I would be willing to say that a gizmo that would spit out tickets, since that's the paradigm in which we live, would be superior to having law enforcement officers that show up once every 3 months. Well, not for as far as fundraising goes. I think that if
that's what it's all about is fundraising and obedience. I mean, it's not
about
safety.
I don't think it's all about that. No,
it is about
that. No, it's not all about that. To some extent, it's about people following the rules.
That's what I said, obedience and fundraising.
Okay.
It's about do as we say or else, because don't do as we do, because we speed all the time. We're the professionals.
Oh, hold on. Indeed, they do. But when you're talking about a road owner and a private road, and they have some rules, and one of those rules is speed. Is that about obedience, or is that about
that's
orderly?
About respecting the rules of the private property owner in that case.
Right, and for you, that's what it would be. But what about for them? You were saying, you were projecting upon them what their thought process was, and I'm asking you to now project upon this imaginary road owner what their thought process is for having rules.
It's my property, and I can set rules so people can
fine,
follow them.
Fine, and that's what their thought process is, too. I get the concern that he has as far as speed goes, but I don't know that I think that 9 miles an hour over the limit,
which is
what he said, was is that big of a problem
in
most
circumstances. I think this whole conversation about speed limits is just like a wasted time sort of
speed is a huge area where people meet police.
I don't dispute that at all, but there are, I mean, people, what about marijuana possession? What about, you know, having a tail light out? Mm-hmm. What about having a tag light out? I mean, there's all kinds of ridiculous things you get pulled over for, regardless of speeding. I mean, if you want to strike the root and talk about some real changes that can come about, then why not pick one of these topics? Speeding, it's like
there are, on any of those topics, don't tell me you're protecting me. I mean, that's what originally he was saying. Was you're doing
I was pulled over for speeding and having a headlight out, you know, probably a year and a half ago here in Keene. The cop said, hey, you got a headlight out. By the way, you're over the speed limit. Look, it's just a verbal warning. I just want to let you know. I hopped out of the car because I didn't even believe him that my headlight was out. I probably should have let him know I was getting out of the car, but I did. I, you know, hopped out of the car. And, you know, so I was grateful to the guy for telling me that my headlight was out. I wasn't put out that this man would pull me over for such a reason. That's what his job is.
Well, that's a real safety issue, having a headlight out. That
taillight is too.
Right. I mean, having lights out means you might increase the likelihood of someone crashing into you at nighttime. So that makes sense to give somebody a heads up about something like that. That you could actually say, I was doing that for your safety. But to suggest that pulling somebody over for speed is in many cases a safety issue is usually not true.
Because plenty of times people are
sometimes, you know, yeah. Driving dangerously is one thing, but speeding is not always driving dangerously.
Look, there is a section in my town that's 35 miles an hour. It's relatively close to my house, and people have a fit constantly. It's a constant issue of contention. People want a cop in my town, which has no police officer, for the purpose of enforcing the speed in that one
because
area.
Of the children, right?
Whatever reason it is that they want. Look, I don't want somebody going through there 70 miles an hour. Some guy flipped his car and flew into a gas pump because he was going 110 through there.
Wasn't he also wasted?
The conjecture is they've got him for possession. He had some pills in his seat. I don't know whether or not he was intoxicated or not, but you go through there at 110 miles an hour and you're going to lose control of that vehicle and, you know, kill yourself and somebody else. So yes, speed is an issue. Don't be a moron and say it's not.
I didn't say it wasn't an issue.
And so if you want to control speed through this section of town, don't get a police officer who really will make something close to, I shouldn't say make, will cost the town something close to $100,000 a year, because every police officer needs a car. Every police officer gets dental and medical and all kinds of benefits. And then the benefits after 20 years. So him saying that I was making a hyperbolic statement when it comes to costs of police officers, I don't know where he's coming from. Yeah, they don't get paychecks for $100,000 a year, but they get incredible overtime.
If you want a section of town to be speed dependent, then you engineer that road.
Ian doesn't like speed bumps either.
No. You don't have to do speed bumps. What about turns? What about curves?
People have property along the side of that road.
Some idiot goes too fast.
Oh, we have to use eminent domain to go through.
No. How about you just teach your damn kids to look both ways before they cross the street? Problem solved. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can hear features there on the house. And if you enjoy the program, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We will take that $3 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard. Right on our website, get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast and forum, all there over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? If you're anything like me, this is something I've had really run into for a while. Well, audiobooks have I found to be a great way to get in that reading that I want to do without carving time out of my day to sit down with a book. I can do all kinds of things while I listen to the book that I want to read. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got books in all categories and tens of thousands of them. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and Audible makes it easy for me to download them, and you can get a free audiobook download from audible.com by and with a gold membership from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you go to that URL, audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you can get a free audiobook, and this is between $10 and $20 value, depending on the book you pick. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Marcus, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, well, first of all, thank God we could put that last conversation to rest. I was making me a little tired to listen to, no offense. I actually called in because I've been a little bit busy with work, and I'm a new listener, and I haven't heard anybody address the SOPA, the Stop Online Privacy Act, yet. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, we're against it, as you can imagine.
Yeah, no, we did talk about in detail on several shows back, I don't know, a couple weeks at this point, probably, about this SOPA that anyone who appreciates privacy in the digital realm should be in opposition to. Anyone who appreciates freedom of speech should be in opposition to. I mean, they're basically going to come up with a blacklist for websites that will be enforced by the internet service providers, and it makes them the ISPs, the essentially the unpaid agents, enforcing agents of the state. And there's some really really scary stuff about it.
I also seen that they're directly attacking websites that have just any kind of user-generated content. So, you know, YouTube's going to be at risk, and a lot of, like, you know, reference websites, gaming websites, and stuff like that. And I heard that Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, and Google were actually planning to do a blackout on the day that it goes to legislation. I don't know if you'd heard anything
about that. Yep, I heard about that, too. I mean, it's going to be pretty unbelievable if they actually shut down their services, but that's, I guess, what the discussion is. Either that or it'll just be like a black front page, and then you can click through to the actual service. But, JJ, you had some news about SOPA.
Yeah, that's right. I have this story from, I guess it's referencing Tech Dirk, but it's extremetech.com, and it talks about the Pirate Bay is immune to SOPA. Basically, I'm going to skip to the facts here. It says, apparently it all comes down to the fact that Pirate Bay has a .org domain. And according to this this person researched it, the current version of SOPA bill working its way through Congress excludes American domestic domains from being target of takedown notices from copyright holders. In this case, a domestic domain is any domain that comes from a TLD run by an American registry. And sure enough, .org's registry is Public Interest Registry, a U.S. nonprofit based in Virginia. In other words, the PirateBay.org isn't eligible for a SOPA-based takedown, even if its servers are based in Sweden or another country outside the U.S.
So,
I have one question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bump me out. Also, I heard a while back during when Obama first got elected into office, this could be completely false, but it's just something I never heard anything else about. But I heard he was trying to make a public office that I heard titled the Internet Czar. Have you guys heard anything about that?
I recall vaguely.
It seemed like everybody was going to get a czar title there for a little while.
Right, right, which I've heard some other titles being called that, too. But I was just curious if you guys thought in general, which looks like this could be the first wave, the SOPA. It just appears to me like the government's trying to control the Internet as a media outlet for a lot of different reasons, you know, the piracy reasons, but also, like, I don't know, I just didn't know if that related, but...
That stands to reason that if to me that if the government believes that it can get a hold of the internet, it sure would love to. It's not been terribly successful up to this point, but
right.
It would love
to. It's like the last free media outlet there is, you know, because you don't really get justice on CNN and Fox News and all those media outlets. They're not really fair and balanced, as they would say, I guess. But I don't know. It's just
no doubt about it.
Scary.
It is scary, and I hope that you know. Even if it does come to pass, I hope that the techs will somehow keep it at bay, and I don't know what that will mean. I don't know, you know, the ins and outs, all the details of how things exactly work or how we can still protect freedom on the Internet, but I trust that the geeks will do it. I don't know how, but I trust them. Thank you, Mark. Marcus, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So, JJ, are you saying that any website that is U.S.-based won't be able to be targeted by SOPA? Did I misunderstand?
Registry.
Yeah, anyone excludes American domestic domains from being the subject of the target of takedown notices. Believe it or not, the same logic, .com and .net domains, both of which are managed by American company VeriSign, would also be immune to the SOPA as it currently stands. Presumably, the bill distinguishes between domestic and non-domestic domains for legal or political reasons. SOPA was originally designed to target any U.S.-directed site, i.e. any site that is accessible from the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
but a recent amendment narrows the target of SOPA down to foreign Internet sites. If this is really the case, SOPA, as it stands, is toothless. And
interesting. Well, whether that modification will stand is still remains to be seen, right?
Yes, exactly. I think what I also saw on, I believe, Reddit or another site where they were talking about... the SOPA, there's more changes to come. And,
well, right. Now, so what we know about government programs is that they always change. So maybe this is a provision that someone has put in order to encourage it to be passed, in order to, well, look, we're only targeting those bad websites from around the world that are doing things, so it won't affect the American sites, but then maybe down the line they'll change the rules and they'll make it so it'll affect anybody.
Ostensibly, Barack Obama could issue a signing statement saying, "Well, I'm going to use this against domestic sites as well," or whatever. You know, he could, because the president now in this current state of our quote unquote government, if you will, it's more of tyrannical dictatorship than that. But anyway, he can basically make his own law with signing statements.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Travis, also calling from West Virginia, listening to WBTS in Charleston. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, guys. There's been talk of, if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, that he's wanting to do good enough to go to the convention, give a speech, and try to affect the Republican Party platform. And the anointed nominee, Mitt Romney, the thought has to cross his mind that he may not beat Barack Obama without Ron Paul's supporters. And the thought also crossed my mind that he may offer Ron Paul a job, maybe as economic advisor or something of that nature.
My goodness, have you been listening to what goes on in the studio between the breaks?
We haven't talked about it.
We talked about it last night, actually.
I don't recall that.
I wasn't talking to you about it. You hate the political conversations. You get up and walk away. But I was actually talking with Nini about it. I think that it would be wise. I do not think it is likely for Mitt Romney to offer Ron Paul, say, the Secretary of the Treasury position or something like that. Then he would solidify his lead because he'd likely get a great deal of the Paul supporters to push the Romney ticket.
Should libertarian activists like myself get behind that if that happens?
No way. I know
Romney's a capitalist, but there's a lot of big government things he's did in Massachusetts, so I'm just really not sure if...
Just because someone's a capitalist doesn't mean anything about their personality or what they believe or anything like that. No, I mean, the guy's a thug. No, you don't support thugs, and especially not thugs that promise you things that sound really good. So he promises to give Ron Paul some kind of seat in his administration. Here you go, here's your seat. Go sit over there.
Shut up, here's your muzzle to go with it.
So, there you go, Travis. Thanks for the call tonight, appreciate it. 855-453, that is the toll-free number.
I don't think that he would make the offer, so I don't know that that it's worth having the conversation about. But I think it's kind of interesting. Would I prefer to have a because I really do believe we're going to have a president after 2012, and I guess the question is which Secretary of the Treasury would you prefer to have? I would prefer to have Ron Paul.
But that presumes that he would honor his commitment.
It does
choice,
presume that.
Or,
it would seem
or
like
that Ron Paul would have power as in the position that he's
to
granted.
To a greater or lesser extent, he's going to have some level of power.
Yeah, I
doubt
all that. I would say no.
Yep, no way. I don't support thugs. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right, and don't forget, you can check JJ's TV workout over at freekeen.com. TV.freekeen.com will take you to the Freekeen TV episodes. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.